Finding the right experts to help you grow your business is always a challenge. Chameleon Collective is a hybrid marketing service and consulting firm that is hyper-focused on growing businesses, from digital marketing to optimizing your sales efforts. Our experts drive results. Our work and track history, ranging from innovative startups to Fortune 500 companies, speaks for itself. Learn more by visiting chameleoncollective.com or call us at 1-800-914-0245 today.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 29th year covering the latest in consumer tech. Gadgets and gizmos, products and services, all sorts of cool things as it relates to technology. And we're glad you've tuned in. We're even happier when you call in and participate on the program. Perhaps you've got a tech question. Maybe you've got help for another listener. We love those calls as well. Or you just have some tech rage you want to share. Either way, participate on the program, call in, win stuff. It really is that easy. The best way, of course, is the Into Tomorrow app, where you sound right like you're here in the studio with us. And you can do that on iOS or Android. Or you can visit our website anytime on any device with a browser and a microphone and participate by clicking the Ask Dave red microphone on the right side there. Or the old-fashioned way, as some people like to call it, but it still works. The 800 number is 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. Either way, let us hear from you on Into Tomorrow. Our next guest joins us to tell us about a new approach to healthcare that utilizes artificial intelligence. We hear so much and we talk so much about AI, but every time it relates to healthcare and using it properly as they do, this, of course, can help identify early signs of disease. Dr. Nathan Price joins us. He's the Chief Scientific Officer with Thorne. Dr. Price, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Wonderful to be with you, Dave.
Glad to have you with us as well. Now, obviously, when I mentioned detect early signs of various disease, that is not only an achievable goal, but AI is, in fact, a good use in order to help identify these diseases, is it not?
Absolutely. And as we know, the earlier you find these things, the better you're able to treat them.
Sure. And of course, scientific wellness is something that you guys talk a lot about. What is that specifically? And then let's get into some of the things that you guys are doing at Thorne.
Yeah, so the idea behind scientific wellness is that we want to take the same kind of level of scientific rigor that we've done to the study of disease over the last several, many decades, and apply that to the study of health. Actually, right before the pandemic, I was on a panel with the emeritus chairman at Harvard Medical School, and he put this in a way I really liked, which was, healthcare is the only industry that does not study its own gold standard, which is wellness. And that's one of the things we'd really like to change.
Ah, and that makes perfect sense. One would think that that should have always been a priority.
You would think so, but if you look at something like the National Institutes of Health, for example, it's all organized into disease areas. And so we have funding, we study, all of our programs and so forth are really centered around disease. And the medical system is mostly set up as a diagnosis and give a drug,
Right?
You all have surgeries and things like that. And the economic value has accrued primarily around these acute situations when you're under a lot of duress and pressure and you kind of have to do what you have to do. And so you would think that health would always have been at the center, but if you look carefully, that's really not true. 97% of healthcare dollars are spent on care after illness, after you have to, symptoms.
Wow.
And I think almost every one of your listeners, and we go through, the book that we wrote, The Age of Scientific Wellness, we go through a number of these cases, but your listeners all have them, where you actually go into the doctor and and you start telling, I'm a little worried about this, or how do I do prevention? We'll very often tell you, we'll come back once you have these terrible symptoms and you'll get this drug.
Yeah.
Right? It's just not set up for that. It's not been its focus. It's not where the economic drivers have been.
So is this kind of a shift in the traditional approaches to healthcare, do you think? I mean, it sounds like it is, especially with so like 97%, as you just discussed.
Yes. And in fact, there was a really interesting and I think provocative report that Deloitte did that's arguing that of our $4 trillion a year we spend on healthcare, they're actually forecasting that $2 trillion of those dollars per year by 2040 are going to shift into wellness care.
Oh, gosh.
So there's a huge interest in trying to move us away from this. The value proposition to your listeners is obvious. Would you rather never get Alzheimer's, or would you rather have a drug that slightly slows down the pace of your Alzheimer's for a few months? I mean, that's not even a question. And so the real question is, what can we do credibly where you can actually jump in and get extra years of healthy life? And so there's a ton of interest in this right now across the scientific community in terms of being able to, you know, build that out. And then in the, you know, in industry and in the healthcare space, where Thorne is sitting in scientific wellness, as well as other groups across, you know, across healthcare, we really want to move more and more towards how do we take a population and enhance its health, give you as many extra years of healthy, good life as possible.
Well, Dr. Price, we're fast running out of time, but we do appreciate the fact that you're able to talk about this data-driven, personalized approach to healthcare, and that we as individuals can do something about it. Of course, Thorne plays a very important role in scientific wellness, so we invite you to visit their website at thorne.com, thorne.com, where you can get lots more information. Nathan Price, PhD, Chief Scientific Officer with Thorne. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned. Much more Into Tomorrow to come right here on the Advanced Media Network.